Smoking, Part 2. Smoking, Part 2. The risks of smoking are so well accepted that insurance companies make smokers pay more life insurance than non-smokers. The risks are directly in proportion to the number of cigarettes smoked and the amount of tar they contain. Smoking causes three major health problems: heart disease, stroke, and cancer. The way in which smoking contributes to heart disease and stroke is closely linked. What happens is the gases in tobacco smoke cause the blood to thicken. The blood cells tend to stick together and can form a clot. If the clot blocks a blood vessel in the brain, the result is a stroke, which usually paralyzes the body. If the clot blocks an artery in the heart, the result is a heart attack. The risk of cancer is greater for all smokers. In non-smokers and smokers alike, the immune system works tirelessly to kill cells which have become potentially cancerous. These precancerous cells can easily become cancerous with further attacks from toxic substances. Since constant smoking seriously affects the ability of the immune system to do its job, cancer, especially of the lung, is inevitable in all smokers given enough time. But perhaps the most feared risks are those to the unborn. Women who smoke are subjecting their unborn children to a greater risk of premature birth and birth defects. Also, the body weight of these children is likely to be a good deal less than normal. In addition, they may grow up to be shorter than other children. Even a child's behavioral problems may be linked to the smoking habit of the mother. If you are in doubt about the dangers of smoking, visit your local hospital. Almost half the number of patients will have diseases directly attributable to smoking.